a Buffalo uniform, would have been all cheers. But now we'll see how he makes out as he comes in and takes a backhand, and that goes wide, and Buffalo wins it, and the jinx is over.
There's the end of the shootout and the end of the game. Rick Jenneret in the call. Ryan O'Reilly going up against his former team as he goes in and tries to score on Carter Hutton and fires it wide. And for Buffalo, a huge moment. They finally get a win, ending the seven-game losing streak as O'Reilly against his former team can't come through. And we'll call that the big moment of the game today, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Welcome to 716 Food and Sport. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the official Paul William Belts Sabres post-game show. 4-3 Buffalo. The Sabres getting goals from Larson, Rodriguez, and Sherry. And then in the shootout, Eichel and Reinhart end up scoring as the lone goal came from Tyler Bolzak from the Blues, but not enough as the Sabres able to get this done and end that seven-game losing streak. Coming up here on the postgame, we'll be heading to the Sabres dressing room in just a few moments. Paul Hamilton is on his way there, so we'll get player reaction. I'm sure a relieved locker room to end this losing streak and also score some goals. Officially, the team gets credit for four today in this shootout win over St. Louis. Also, we'll have Phil Housley and his live postgame comments as he reacts to Buffalo's 31st win of the season in Game 72. We'll also, of course, keep you up to date on what's going on in the rest of the NHL, the playoff reaction, and more news on Selection Sunday. March Madness will keep you posted on what's going on with all of that, the matchups for UB, Syracuse, and others, and then all the top seeds coming up with Kyle a little later on here on our Paul William Belts postgame show. Well, it was a good mood for everybody in the building. You figured you would. For those that maybe attended St. Paddy's Day activities and then came in, the crowd was into it. One, I thought, great sign was Alex Nylander. He played an outstanding game today. I thought definitely the best of his four since he's been called up so far. And he had two nice assists. The better of the two, I would say maybe the one to Sherry that gave Buffalo the 3-1 lead. But he was definitely very active. Two assists in this one. And if he's going to make plays like that, well, then there's an argument to be made that he has a role on this team. I know that the thought of Nylander not contributing, not helping out this franchise almost seems like a waste of a pick, but he came through today. All right, let's go to the room for reaction. Live with Paul Hamilton, here's Connor Sherry.
Thanks, Brian. Connor, you look like you felt great tonight. You were just flying from start to finish. Did you feel real good out on the ice?
Yeah, just one of those games. Sometimes you just have your legs, sometimes you don't. I think tonight I had them and I was able to create some opportunities.
Talk about your goal, if you will. Were you looking up at that corner or just take me through the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, when you have a 2-on-1, I got a lot of time when Niels passed that over to me, and it looked like he was cheating blocker a little bit, so I tried to go far side and worked out.
Have you noticed Alex kind of get more comfortable, especially these last couple of games, the more that he's touched the puck, more?
Yeah, I think last night I probably owed him a couple with some of the passes he gave me, and tonight we were able to capitalize. I think it's just a confidence thing. He was here for a couple games, maybe getting his feet wet, and these last couple he's been really good.
Even impressed with the poise Rasmus showed on the pass to set you guys free there.
Yeah, I mean, you're not surprised by anything that guy really does. Sometimes he's just so poised with the puck and makes such good plays. And on that one, he was able to break us free, and obviously led to the goal.
I don't remember. I think it was crossbar, post, whatever. You looked very comfortable on that one, too. Did you think you had him?
Yeah, I thought I did. I think same kind of thing. It looked like he was covering the blocker side, and I tried to go far side again. It just didn't work out on that one.
I know you gave up a two-goal lead, but overall, was that one of the better games you guys have played? I mean, in the late in the third period, you didn't score, but it looked like you guys were starting even coming on even more.
Yeah, I think over this skid we've been on, we've played some really good games, and I think it's just been a matter of making mistakes at the wrong time. I think tonight we kind of limited those as much as possible, and our fans were into it at the end of the game, which was really helpful going into the last five and into overtime.
You guys created that. I mean, there was some physicality. In 30 seconds, I think there were five big hits that you guys did that got the fans going.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to see them into the game. I think we want to be good for our fans, and we want to be good on home ice, and as of late, we haven't been. So tonight was, I think it was a rewarding win for us.
Thank you, Connor. Connor Sherry on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Connor Sherry there as he gets Buffalo a 3-1 lead, and the Sabres eventually, unfortunately for their sake, blow the lead. Perron and Schenn end up scoring to make it a 3-3 game. The game ends up going into a shootout where Buffalo ends up getting it done. Eichel and Reinhart end up getting goals as Buffalo ends the 7-game losing streak as the Sabres win tonight by a 4-3 score. Stay tuned. More interviews coming up here with Paul in just one moment. Alex Nylander, as we mentioned, 2 assists. Solid game for him. Johan Larsson scoring the other Buffalo goal, and Evan Rodriguez. And speaking of Rodriguez, here he is now live with Paul Hamilton.
Thanks, Brian. Evan's had a little bit of load off your shoulders. It's been 18 games since you had scored. Does that kind of let you exhale a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's funny how it works. You get some great A, some great looks, and they don't go in, and then you're kind of just putting one on net, and it finds its way in. So, you know, it was nice to obviously get that one, and I thought our line as a whole has been playing really well, especially the past couple games.
The way you made the move coming in, did you have to be patient to make sure the defense wasn't going to block that? You almost had to get past him a little bit.
Yeah, I saw Shears. I thought we had a bit of a two-on-one, but he got stuck holding the line, so when the D kind of slid over, I didn't want to just throw one in him and just kind of outweighted him, and then just, you know, tried to throw it on net, you know, create something, try to score, and it went in.
Have you seen Alex getting more comfortable as his games have gone on?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm trying to talk to him a lot, make the game a little bit easier for him. You know, he has high-level skill, obviously, and, you know, when you can let him know that he has time or when he has to make a quick play, it's definitely going to help out his game. And, you know, I think he's starting to show off his skill.
As you guys got more revved up in the third period, could you feel the building getting more revved up too?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we haven't given them much to get up for as of late, but you know, in the third period, especially when there's, you know, a few hits being laid and they were up in their seat and cheering, it was definitely nice to see again, because you know, they were loud for us at the beginning of the year, especially.
Did you get an explanation why you got a penalty there?
No, I had no idea. I don't know. Some of them you can't explain. I didn't think I did much, but. It's their call. I just laugh it off and move on.
I just didn't know if they said anything.
No, I just laughed it off and moved on. I don't think he really had an explanation, probably. So took my 2 minutes and moved on.
Thanks, Evan. Evan Rodriguez in the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you. Rodriguez, as Paul said there, kind of snapping a slump with his 9th of the season. As we go back to the room, here's Carter Hutton now, live with Paul Hamilton.
Sometimes the consistency hasn't been there, and you know, I thought these last few games here, you know, I thought last night we really had a great effort, and tonight we brought it again, and you know, obviously we appreciate the crowd getting into it. It gives us a lot of energy headed into the last bit of the game there. You know, it was some wide open hockey, and I'm sure it was a lot of fun for everybody.
The overtime, did it almost feel a little bit like Chicago for you, the way you had to battle through?
Yeah, definitely. It was kind of one of those things, just try to keep us in it, you know. We had our chances, they had theirs, and you know, that's I think that's the beauty of the 3-on-3. I think it's a lot of fun for everyone involved, and I think sometimes the goalie, it's the feast or famine, but you know, you just try to battle and just have fun with it.
How do you know Perron? Did that help you in the shootout?
It did, actually. Yeah, I've seen him score a lot of goals like that going to his backhand. I knew what Bozak was going to do, and I kind of cheated glove, and it just went under my triangle and in between my glove and my pad. It's a good shot, and then O'Reilly just, he doesn't really normally do that move, but, you know, it was a great move and, you know, hit the crossbar just enough to stay out there.
I know you try to treat every game the same, but do you take extra satisfaction from beating the Blues? Does it matter to you, I guess?
Yeah, well, not really like that. You know, I try to treat every game like, you know, wins are wins and try to stay focused, but it's obviously, you know, rewarding, you know, going against a team you've played. I think that's the first time I ever beat them. I think I was like 0-5 or 0-6 or something. So obviously that is fun, and it's I just enjoy, you know, you relish the moments playing against a lot of friends over there. So it was, you know, a fun game.
Carter, you got O'Reilly on top of you. Housley did challenge it. Did you think you'd get a call there?
No, I knew it was a goal. It was a good goal. He kind of he gets a shot on me, and then the rebound comes off, and I'm going to get it, and he gets the puck loose, and then he falls on top of me. And I think it's a good challenge just in case, but, you know, I agree with that call. It was I don't think I was getting over to get the shin anyway. It was one of those ones where we needed to box him out and not let him get to the net, but what was done is done. We stuck with it and found a way to win.
It's Carter Hutton on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Carter Hutton in a good mood, as he should be, his team getting it done today as the Sabres beat the Blues by a 4-3 score in a shootout, ending their 7-game losing streak. And more importantly, just scoring some goals, being a little more entertaining than they normally are. All right, back to the room. 2 assists today for Alex Nylander. He's now live with Paul.
Did you feel more comfortable today? It looked like that was the most comfortable I had seen you. It seemed like you were really moving the puck well.
Yeah, of course. It's my fourth game in here, and every game I felt it's getting better and better. Our line is getting good chemistry, and we had a lot of chances yesterday, but unfortunately we couldn't capitalize on them, and it was nice to get those goals today. And our team was really, really good today, and we worked really hard through the full 60 minutes.
Are you showing everything that you kind of wanted to when you did get the call up? You know, showing that you're able to really contribute?
Yeah, of course. And now I'm starting to feel obviously more comfortable, more confident. So it's feeling good. I just can build off this and try to get even better and keep playing my game.
It's not just passing. You didn't hesitate to shoot either. When you were open, you took it right away. It didn't look like there was any hesitation. And did you feel more comfortable in setting up and taking your shot too?
Yeah, of course. I was trying to make beginning, I was maybe passing a little bit too much, and now I'm trying to do both, which is the player I am, to make plays. And obviously, I think I have a really good shot, so trying to use both, and I need to keep doing that.
How does that help you? Sherry was flying out there. How does that help you when he's skating like that and then you're skating like that and even Evan?
Yeah, I mean, it works out really well for us as a line. Everybody's skating, and I think our chemistry is getting better and better throughout each game. So it's really, really nice and important that we keep working hard every day here forward.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks. Alex Nylander on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Again, solid game for Alex Nylander. Two assists. All of our interviews right there are part of our Blue and Gold Locker Report, brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit FideliscCare.org. 4-3 Buffalo victorious. Attendance tonight, 18,486 at KeyBank Center here on St. Patrick's Day. The Sabres next play at home Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be in town. You think some Leaf fans will be in the building? You can sure bet. For all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. We'll talk to you Wednesday with the Sabres and the Leafs. For all of you on our flagship here in Buffalo on Sports Radio 550, more postgame coming up, including Sabres head coach Phil Housley. Final score again at a shootout, Buffalo 4, St. Louis 3. I'm Brian Colziel, back to 716 right after this. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Under us to Lyman, he can't keep it in. Blues come back 2-on-1. In over the line comes Shen. Shen fires one right on the rebound. Hutton made the save and another scoop at it, and it goes to the boards, and the Sabres start back again.
An overtime chance for the St. Louis Blues and a big save there from Carter Hutton. It's our save of the game, brought to you by Geico Local Office West Seneca. Save up to 15% in just 15 minutes. Get your free Geico quote from local agent Scott Kaltman. Brian Colziel back here on our Paul William Belts postgame. 4-3, Sabres win in a shootout. Let's hear from Sabres head coach Phil Housley. Here he is live.
Really got electric in here after a while.
Yeah, it got physical, and it all started with Larson's line. They came out and delivered some hits, and our guys didn't back off. I just liked the way we played after a back-to-back. You know, in Carolina, I thought our game was in a pretty good spot. We didn't get the result, and we haven't gotten a result the last 2 weeks. I'm just happy for our guys. They continue to battle and fight, and they found a way to win tonight.
Have you liked what you've seen from Nylander the last two games? It seems like he's gotten a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, he's gotten his step now. You know, when he's moving with the puck, and he makes plays, and really nice pass to Sherry there, and he just seems to get more confidence as the games go on here, and it's good to see it, him contributing.
You talked about the crowd a second ago, and you had a little bit of engagement last night, but how much of a lesson is it for these guys that if they're engaged like that, they're going to get that kind of reaction, and they're going to get results in games? Things are going to happen when they're playing that way.
Yeah, I just think the battle and compete, I mean, throughout the 65 minutes, from start to finish, they worked, they competed. St. Louis is a good team. They're going to get opportunity. They're D-jump in the play. A lot of four-man rushes, and I think our guys did a pretty good job on the coverage. And, you got a one-goal lead, and they tie it up in the third. You know, it's a tough dime, but our guys, tightened it up and went back to work, and then we brought some physical aspect to our game, which got the crowd into it, and, we almost won the game there right at the end. And it's credit to the guys because obviously, things haven't gone the way we wanted them to, and to do what they did. Tonight was great to see.
What else is flying out there again? What's made it maybe your best offensive player in the last week or so?
I think just that line in general. They've created some chemistry now. Going into Carolina, even the game before. Each game they've gotten more comfortable with each other, and they're contributing. They have finding a way to find some offense and some secondary scoring for us.
With your challenge, did you just feel with the time it was in the game, no matter which way it went, it was worth it to try it?
Well, Carter's trying to corral a puck, and the St. Louis player falls on him, and there's nobody that pushes him. So I thought there was no way he could react to get back to the post for that jam play, and I just thought it was an important time in the game to challenge it, because no one of our guys knocked him in. I thought it was going to be a good call.
Carter's play in overtime reminiscent of Chicago.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him, because he hasn't gotten any results, and he's played pretty well for us throughout the whole year, and more importantly, these games we haven't gotten results, and to him to come up big. Obviously, we got a break when Bozak missed the net, and we created our own puck luck tonight. I think he's shooting the puck. I would like to see our power play shoot more pucks. I think they got to, just keep it simple. And he just comes down, picks a corner, and he's got a terrific shot. I mean, in the first period, in the faceoff play, he came off the wall there, and he knew he should have put that one away. It was a really good look. But he's got such a great shot, a terrific release. He's just got to use it more.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, there's Sabres head coach Phil Housley in a much better mood tonight after the 4-3 win. His postgame comments brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney. Shootout victory for the Sabres. Let's take you to the highlights from this one. We'll pick it up in the third period. Buffalo entering the third with a 3-2 lead, but here's the goal Housley just talked about that he challenged. Braden Schenn on a wraparound with Hutton down, tying things up at three.
In over the Buffalo line, Braden Schenn got it across ice. Here's a chance now with the puck going around behind the net on the stick of Delzato. Delzato gets it nailed along the boards by Larson. Flip back in the other direction. Blues keeping it in the Buffalo end. Comes out in front with a shot right on. And Hutton sprawling after it and didn't get it. And the Blues have scored and tied the game.
Oh. Schenn gets his 14th, O'Reilly and Delzato assisting at 8:41. I thought it was a good challenge by Housley for his exact reasons. O'Reilly fell on Hutton. He was not pushed into him. And the goal's on the other side. Now, Hutton obviously later admitting that he didn't think he could get back to it. But still, I thought it was worth the challenge there with it being halfway through the third period already. So it goes to 3-3. No scoring in the overtime. Reinhardt almost scores with a second to go as it goes up a post. And it goes to a shootout. Jack Eichel up first for Buffalo.
Coming in on Jake Allen. Eichel takes his time, shoots, scores! Off the post, into the net, and Buffalo gets the first of the shootout.
So Buffalo up 1-0 in the shootout, then Bozak goes for St. Louis. He scores to tie it up at one. Sherry for Buffalo, no goal. Perron for St. Louis, no goal. So it goes to round three of the shootout, and up for the Sabres next is Sam Reinhardt.
So Reinhardt coming in against Allen. Reinhardt took the shot, and he scored. He might have pegged that one in off the goaltender, but it went into the net.
Yeah, it did go in off the goaltender, Allen, and in. That put Buffalo up 2-1 in a shootout, so it all came down to this. The former Sabre, Ryan O'Reilly, trying to keep St. Louis alive.
Well, he was in a Buffalo uniform, would have been all cheers, but now we'll see how he makes out as he comes in. And takes a backhand, and that goes wide, and Buffalo wins it, and the jinx is over.
O'Reilly misses, Hutton there to stop it, and the Sabres getting it done. 4-3, the final. All of our highlights tonight delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. Final stats for you here as we look at the final shot totals, 6-1 St. Louis in the OT, but Buffalo in the game 34-33, up by one in the shot totals. Power plays, both teams 0 for the night. Buffalo and St. Louis 0 of 2. In goal, Carter Hutton gets the win. 33 shots, 30 saves. He stopped 2 of 3 in the shootout. In net for the Blues, taking the OT shootout loss, is Jake Allen. He stopped 31 of 34 and let in 2 of 3 in the shootout. Three stars are all Sabres. Carter Hutton, star number 3. Zach Bogosian, he had an assist. Star number 2, a nice assist, by the way, on that Larson goal. And the first star, Connor Sherry, he is star number 1. But I really liked Alex Nylander tonight. He doesn't get a star, but 2 assists. I thought he had his best game since he's been called up. And I'll make Alex Nylander tonight the high-impact player of the game, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance at KeyBank Center here on St. Paddy's Day, 18,486. And Buffalo's next game, Wednesday night, right back downtown here at KeyBank Center. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be in town. We'll have pregame at 6, faceoff just after 7 right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Okay, when we come back, we'll check the scores from around the NHL. More info on March Madness and all the details for the local teams. And we'll continue on here from 716 on the Paul William Belts postgame. Sabres end the losing streak. 4-3 in a shootout. They beat the Blues. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Scooped ahead and sent in over the line as Larson roughs up his man, Bouwmeester. Now goes back into the corner again. Larson goes flying in there to take out his man in the corner. Up the center ice and dumped back down the ice. Goes on and around behind the net as Nelson flattened his man Schwartz. And it's brought back out by Oposo. Oposo coming to center. He guns one in. That's going to be cleared off into the corner. Sent around on the boards again. Boy, oh boy, everybody's hitting everybody. Back to center ice. More checks.
A great sequence there in the third period. Rick Jenneretti the call. Multiple hits right there. Definitely a sequence we haven't seen in this building for quite a while with the intensity and the hitting. All those hits are decks of the game. Brought to you by Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino. The real deal for winners only. Brian Colziel back here at 716 on the Paul William Belts postgame show. 4-3. Sabres end the losing streak that was 7 games long. They beat the Blues in a shootout by a 4-3 score. Ryan O'Reilly against his former team had a chance to keep him alive but could not beat Carter Hutton, and Buffalo getting the win. Time for our Sabres core group feature. How did the core group perform? Well, let's start with Alex Nylander. 2 assists. I think you could argue that fans are hoping he's a part of the future core. Eichel off the score sheet tonight, but he was engaged. Skinner a little more quieter night for him. He had, I'd say, a good opportunity to score. Connor Sherry, though, maybe a part of this core going forward as well. He had a goal. And Rasmus Dahlin, Brandon Montour also getting assists. So the core tonight, pretty solid. And overall, what's most important, too, there wasn't any real negative moments jumping out from the core group as well. So we'll give him a solid grade tonight. With this core within this 4-3 win. The core group feature brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next move, count on your core group of friends at Corrigan. All right, before we check the scores from today as well as more news on March Madness, we take a call here. Let's go to Brian in Williamsville. Hi, Brian, go ahead. You're on the postgame show. Hello, Brian, are you there? Brian going once, twice, no Brian. Okay. What we do know is that Kyle is ready to go. We're going to get him now with a check of the scores. We go around the NHL one more time, back in our studios here with Kyle.
Thank you, Brian. Around the NHL for the last time today is brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. One game is already in the books today as the Avalanche shut out the Devils this afternoon 3-0 from Colorado. The game's in action. The Islanders are doubling up the Wild 2-1 through 2 periods of play. The Canucks lead the Stars 2-0 after 20 minutes of action, while the Flyers and Penguins are scoreless after 1 period from Pittsburgh. Later tonight, the Ducks host the Panthers at 9. And come 10 o'clock, it's the Oilers visiting those Vegas Golden Knights. Elsewhere in Buffalo hockey, the Buttes fell this afternoon 2-1 in overtime to the Minnesota Whitecaps in the Isabel Cup Finals. Buffalo was looking for their second championship in 3 years, but the dream was crushed less than a minute into the extra frame. It was also their second straight loss and third straight appearance in that Cup Final. And big news from Selection Sunday, the UB Bulls are heading to Tulsa, Oklahoma. As the 6th seed in the Western Region, the UB will play the first 4 winner of Arizona State or St. John's this Friday. If Arizona State is to win their game against St. John's, we could be seeing a Nate Oates versus Bobby Hurley matchup in a battle of past versus present. If the number 6 UB Bulls also set the record for the highest seeded MAC team ever to make it into the NCAA tournament bracket. The previous high was 9th, shared by Ball State, Eastern Michigan, and Kent State. Elsewhere in the West region, we see Syracuse making an appearance as an 8 seed. The Orange will play number 9 Baylor in their opening game of the Madness. The number 1 seed in the West is Gonzaga, and the rest of the number 1 seeds around all brackets include Duke, Virginia, and North Carolina. Duke was named the first overall seed of the entire upcoming tournament. I'm Kyle Powell with Around the NHL. Brian, back to you.
Well, congratulations again to the Bulls as they get the 6th seed. They will play the winner of Arizona State or St. John's, as we said, in Tulsa. The draw, in terms of its location, not the best. I don't know, the enticement to go to Tulsa for many might be there. Maybe not be as easier as some of the other sites. They could have ended up in Hartford or in Columbus. Both of those definitely drivable. But, hey, if the Bulls advance past the Sweet 16, then they'll be or to the Sweet 16, then they'll be playing in Anaheim as they are in the Western region. But an opportunity to maybe face Bobby Hurley if Arizona State does win in that play-in game against St. John's. You can bet that might have been placed there appropriately to add some juicy storylines to that upcoming matchup if it ends up happening that way. For more on the Bulls and the NCAA bracket, you can go to WGR550.com. I'll actually also have a story up there a little bit later on tonight as well, and some more thoughts from me, as, of course, the Sabres also have information there as well at WGR550.com on their shootout win tonight. Okay, Toronto next on Wednesday. The Leafs and the Bruins in a battle right now for second and third in the Atlantic Division. And as we said, one of those teams, in terms of the format of this playoffs, again, essentially getting screwed over, one of them will likely be a top five team overall in the league in terms of points, and they're going to have to start on the road facing another top five team. But it is what the format is at this point. Nevertheless, I'm sure there'll be a lot of Leafs fans in town here on Wednesday night, and that's when we speak with you next as we put a wrap here on the Paul William Belts postgame here from 716. I want to thank our crew back in our Amherst studios, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Kyle Powell, our anchor, our crew here at KeyBank Center, Jonathan Colziel and Paul Hamilton, and our game announcers, Rick Jenneret and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Again, the final in a shootout, Buffalo 4, St. Louis 3. We will talk to you again on Wednesday night with the Sabres and the Leafs right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.